You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There's extra security at the state capitol today as legislators continue to work on the budget. The Minnesota shootings have lawmakers and law enforcement rethinking procedures and protection. State Senator Kelda Royce talked to our Todd Alba.
I am aware of who's on the list, but law enforcement has really emphasized to us that they do not want those names to be public because of the risk of additional violence or copycats. And I think, you know, the point is really anyone who serves the public could potentially be at risk like this, and it's not acceptable. Nobody deserves to put their life at risk because of the job that they have.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he requested extra security for today's hearings at the Capitol. As for what's on the agenda, the Joint Finance Committee is working on the next part of the budget. This session will include funding for the Department of Corrections and the UW system. Now, you'll remember the UW system was one of the more contentious issues that Republicans and the governor couldn't agree on. They're scheduled to have a press conference at 12:45 this afternoon, and then a hearing is supposed to start at 1. And one of the Milwaukee schools whose students were displaced for months after testing revealed lead exposure is now in the clear.
La Follette School has been deemed safe for students to return. Senator Tammy Baldwin commented on the lead issue, saying the Trump administration's firing of CDC lead experts left MPS without necessary federal assistance. Some say the district's slow response didn't help matters. At a recent Kenosha Unified School Board meeting, the facilities director of the district, Pat Finnemore, said he won't talk to the media about MPS lead problems because it would be hard not to criticize them. Finnemore said he couldn't imagine another district ignoring environmental issues.
Meanwhile, Dane County authorities say scammers are targeting zoning applicants. Officials say some of the folks who were listed on an agenda from the June 10th Zoning and Land Regulation Committee got messages from someone claiming to be with the Dane County Planning Commission. Those emails had fake invoices asking for payment from the recipients. They came from an email address that, if you're not familiar, looked like it could have been official. It was planning.danecounty@usa.com. But it's not a real email address. Dane County officials say they reached out to everybody on that June 10th agenda to warn them, and everybody on the next agenda, too. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Brewers in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers begin a three-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the first-place team, the Chicago Cubs, led by manager Craig Counsell. Although the Brewers were able to slip into second place after beating the Cards 3 out of 4 games, Pat Murphy says there's still room for growth.
We're still young. We're still figuring out. We're not like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds. They got a set kind of 10 or 12 guys they go with. We're still figuring things out. You know, this is a group. They're the right dudes. You know what I mean? And that's why they play to win.
College football, the Badgers excited about 6'1" receiver Zion Legree out of Florida, agreeing to commit to Wisconsin next year. Receivers coach Jordan Reed asked if his guys are anxious to return after going 5-7 last season.
It's a hungry room for that reason alone. Everybody feels they got something to prove. Everybody feels. And really, we're taking it as a room mentality. Like, we got everything to prove this year.
That's the Badgers receivers coach Jordan Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise shared the screen in Interview with a Vampire over 30 years ago. Pitt, the star of the new film F1, recently said he would be okay working with Cruise again, but there is a condition. Pitt said there is no way he is hanging from an airplane and doing stunts like Cruise does, so if they were to be in the same project, it would have to be on the ground. That does sound reasonable. Cruise has been telling people to go see Pitt's new racing film. F1 opens June 27th. Sex and the City star Kim Cattrall almost did not take the role of Samantha Jones due to what she calls self-induced ageism. Cattrall says given the role, she didn't think people would have any interest in seeing a 41-year-old woman in intimate scenes or scantily clad. Then realized 40 was sexy, so the timing worked out. The actress says she loved playing the character, even though in real life, she is a serial monogamist. Sorry, guys. Lilo and Stitch has finally been dethroned, and there is a new box office champ. How to Train Your Dragon was number one this past weekend with a whopping $83 million. The film brought in another $115 million overseas for a total of about $200 million worldwide. Universal Studios has already given the go-ahead for a live-action sequel. Lilo and Stitch still managed to come in second place in its fourth week with $15.5 million at the gate. So far, PG movies are king this summer as How to Train Your Dragon joins the Minecraft movie and Lilo and Stitch as box office titans. According to Variety, PG movies have generated almost half the box office take for the year to date and crossed over $1.5 billion. Coming in third place was A24's Materialists. The rom-com for adults brought in $12 million, exceeding expectations by a couple mil. And it's all about action for the final two films in the top five, which include Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, and John Wick's Ballerina. Dead Reckoning has made over a half a billion worldwide. Law & Order SVU star Mariska Hargitay has had an incredible 26-year run on the show as Captain Olivia Benson. She has a side project that recently screened at the Tribeca Film Festival called My Mom Jane. In the documentary, Hargitay talks about her famous mother, Jane Mansfield, who was killed in a car accident in 1967. That is pretty much common knowledge, but what is not is that a three-year-old Mariska was not only in the car with her mother, two siblings, and two other adults, but that she actually went missing after the accident. Apparently, authorities came to the rescue of Hargitay's two young siblings who were in the back seat with her. While taking her siblings to the hospital, her brother Zoltan woke up and said, "Where is my sister?" First responders went back and found Mariska, who was so small she was lodged under the passenger seat. Mansfield, her lawyer, and driver were all in the front seat and were killed. My Mom Jane streams on Max starting June 27th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high in the low to mid 80s today. More scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow. Could get some locally heavy rain, too, with an inch or more possible with thunderstorms tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.